Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most important and beautifully logical topics in your entire combined science course: energy, forces, and doing work. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to make everything click. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Everything in physics comes back to energy. And in this topic, we're asking a very specific question. What happens to energy when a force moves something? That's it. That's the whole topic. A force acts on an object, the object moves, and energy gets transferred. We call that process work done. Now, here's the first thing I want you to really understand. In everyday life, doing work means effort. You might say, I worked really hard today. But in physics, work done has a precise mathematical definition. Are you ready? Work done equals force multiplied by distance. W equals F times D. And the unit of work done is the joule, named after the brilliant physicist James Prescott Joule. Let me make this concrete with an example. Imagine you're pushing a heavy box across a floor. You apply a force of 50 newtons and you push it 3 meters. How much work have you done? Simple. 50 multiplied by 3 equals 150 joules. You've transferred 150 joules of energy into that system. Some of it goes into moving the box, that's kinetic energy, and some of it gets dissipated as thermal energy because of friction between the box and the floor. And here's the really important bit that examiners absolutely love to test. The distance in W equals FD must be in the direction of the force. So if you're pushing horizontally, you measure the horizontal distance. If you're lifting vertically, you measure the vertical height. If a force acts at an angle to the direction of motion, you only count the component force in the direction of movement. This is a classic exam trap, so keep it in mind. Now, let's talk about the different forms of energy that work done can transfer into. This is where it gets really interesting. First up, kinetic energy. This is the energy an object has because it's moving. The formula is Ek equals 1/2 times mass times velocity squared. Notice that velocity is squared. This means if you double the speed of an object, its kinetic energy goes up by a factor of 4. That's why speed limits matter so much in road safety. A car travelling at 60 miles per hour has 4 times the kinetic energy of a car at 30 miles per hour. Examiners love asking you to explain this relationship. Second, gravitational potential energy, or GPE. This is the energy stored in an object due to its height above the ground. The formula is GPE equals mass times gravitational field strength times height. On Earth, gravitational field strength is 10 newtons per kilogram. So if you lift a 2-kilogram book 1.5 meters off the ground, its GPE increases by 2 times 10 times 1.5, which equals 30 joules. When you let go of that book and it falls, that 30 joules of GPE converts back into kinetic energy as it speeds up. Beautiful, isn't it? Third, thermal energy through dissipation. When a force acts against friction, not all the work done goes into useful movement. Some energy is transferred to the surroundings as thermal energy. We say it's dissipated. And here's a crucial point that candidates often get wrong in exams. Energy is never lost. It is always transferred or dissipated. The total energy in a closed system is always conserved. This is the law of conservation of energy, and it is non-negotiable in physics. Now, let's move on to power. Power is the rate at which work is done, or equivalently, the rate at which energy is transferred. The formula is P equals W divided by T, where P is power in watts, W is work done in joules, and T is time in seconds. 1 watt is simply 1 joule per second. So if a motor does 600 joules of work in 10 seconds, its power output is 60 watts. Here's where candidates commonly lose marks, confusing work done with power. Work done tells you how much energy was transferred. Power tells you how quickly that transfer happened. A powerful machine doesn't necessarily do more work, it just does the same work faster. Think of it this way. A fit athlete and an unfit athlete might both climb the same flight of stairs, doing the same work against gravity, but the fit athlete does it in half the time,
so their power output is double. But there's also an alternative formula for power that's really useful. P equals F times V, where F is force in newtons and V is velocity in meters per second. This comes directly from combining P equals W over T with W equals FD. It's particularly handy when you're given a force and a speed rather than walked on and time.